Hi, and welcome back. In this video, we're going to talk about the anatomy of a workout. I hope that comes through in the video. You'll probably notice that every video I start has something on the whiteboard, and maybe I'll draw something on there. Just a little funny story. I was having an athlete meeting last week. One of my adult athletes said, "Hey, my kids are doing a Kids of Steel triathlon on the weekend, and they want to talk to you." So we had a coffee talk. We were sitting down. I get out my notebook, and I'm drawing, stick figures, because that's the level of my drawing ability, is stick figures and, big characters like that. That's all I got. I don't have a lot. Anyways, the youngest, I was saying, "Hey, look what I'm doing. It's pretty good, right?" And I was drawing a bicycle, right? And the youngest guy said, "You know what, Coach Todd? I drew better than that in kindergarten." I'm like, "Whoa, you're supposed to build me up." Anyway, it was just funny. My drawing skills are not that greatest, but I try. So I'm just trying. Okay, so this video is all about the anatomy of a workout. When we train for triathlons, there are three sports, right? So we got swimming, we got biking, and we have running. Now, every time we are going to swim, bike, or run, we have to do exercise. And the type of exercise we do each day has to be what's going to be called a workout. I like to think of workouts in three types. The first type is easy. The second type is a variety of workouts, things like intervals, hills, tempo, pace work, and fartleks. Yes, fartleks is a type of a workout. The third type of a workout is LSD. No, this is not the psychedelic drug LSD. It stands for long, slow distance, or long, steady distance. Okay, so to review, there are three types of workouts that you're going to be doing. The first one is going to be easy. The second one is going to be a variety of things. And the third one is going to be your long, steady workouts, or your LSD workouts. Now, no matter what type of workout you're doing, there's going to be a general style that you're going to be doing for each workout. And it consists of three parts. The first part is the warm-up, then the main set, and then the cool down. Okay, so we have number one, the warm-up, number two is the main set, and then number three is the cool down. And I'm going to talk to you about each of these and describe what each of these are. The warm-up. This is how we start each and every workout. We're slowly warming up our bodies. This means that we start off slow and gradually increase or build our effort over a specific amount of time. We start off slowly to allow our bodies to start moving, and this will help reduce the risk of injury. The warm-up is also a great time to introduce specific drills that focus on certain technical parts of the sport to improve your form. The warm-up generally takes between 10 to 20 minutes to complete. I use 10 minutes for cycling and running and 15 minutes for swimming. So the warm-up is when you're starting the workout and you want to start off very slow. Try not to go too fast. I've seen many athletes start off way too fast. So in the warm-up, start off slow and gradually build your effort. Number two is the main set. The main set, this is the key part of the workout, the meat and the potatoes. This is where you will put the majority of your focus. The main set will typically consist of 70% of the total workout. Training in the main set can be continuous at a set effort or broken up into intervals at different efforts. I'm going to give you examples now of what it means to have a continuous main set. The first example of continuous main set is an easy run in zone one. So what you would do is hold 70% effort for a certain amount of time. So for this example, it would be 30 minutes. The second one could be a tempo-based bike in zone 3 at 80%, and you're going to hold 80% for 45 minutes. So that's continuous. Number 3 is the LSD run in zone 2 at 75% for 60 minutes. Now, in all of those three workouts, you can see that it's very consistent, right? So there is a focus for the workout, whether you're going at easy pace, zone 1, whether you're going tempo pace, zone 3, or LSD pace, zone 2, but you're holding that pace throughout the whole main set, so it's continuous effort. Let's talk about interval training for the main set. And I'm going to keep this very, very simple. Interval training consists of a work component and a rest component. I'm going to give you an example of an interval-based main set. The example is this. It's a 30-minute main set, and the interval is 3 times 5 minutes in zone 3 followed by 5 minutes in zone 1. In this example, we have a work component. The work component is a 5 minutes at zone 3. This work component is a harder effort, taking you out of your comfort zone. And the recovery component is the part that's 5 minutes in zone 1. The recovery consists of a lower effort exercise while allowing your body to recover from the harder work effort. Now the 3 in the front represents the set, or the number of times the interval will be repeated. Now workouts can be either very, very simple or quite complex. If you have a continuous main set, they're quite simple because you're just holding a prescribed effort for a certain amount of time. Now the interval-based workouts can be quite complex, but they can be simple too. Like that example I gave you, 3 times, you know, you're going 5 minutes hard, and then you're going 5 minutes easy. So 5 hard, 5 easy, you do that 3 times, and then you're done. In the beginning, it gets a little tricky trying to figure out how long you go for hard and then easy, but once you figure out, it becomes pretty easy and a lot of fun. But some of the interval-based workouts can be quite complex. The cool down, this is how we end each and every workout. So we're slowly slowing our bodies down so that we're ready to leave the workout and move on to the next part of our day. Similar to the warm-up, we can also add some drills or focuses on technique to keep our form sharp. The cool down generally takes between 5 to 10 minutes to complete. I would like to say many people go longer, up to 15 minutes, but the reality is this is the area that most people cut out. So the cool down is very important, right? So you've just finished your hard work of the main set and you're almost ready to finish your workout, but then there's that 5 or 10 minutes where I want you to take your effort from here and slowly slow it back down to right about here, which would be zone 1. And if you're running, then you kind of end off in a walk. Even in a pool, if you're in a shallow pool, you can end off by walking that last little bit of the pool to really get your heart rate down and just say, okay, I'm ready to be done and get out. On the bike, same thing as you're finishing off your bike ride. If you're outside, you can just shift to your super easy gear and just coast on into wherever you're ending the ride. Same thing if you're on a bike indoors, shift to easy gear and just spin slowly and easily and watch your heart rate come down. And that's how you do a cool down. Now I want to emphasize the importance of cooling down. Many people, we all have busy lives, so the main focus for most of us is getting that main set done and getting it done as best as we can. But really need to focus on the cool down, because you want to make sure that your body comes back down to the starting levels so you can leave feeling okay. Because if you miss out that cool down part, it's really hard on our bodies to recover. And what I tell my athletes is, you know what, I would rather you see you cut out part of that main set so that you can still get in the cool down instead of getting in all the main set but missing out on the cool down. So it's very important to keep in mind as you're doing a workout, hey, do I have time to add in a cool down? If you don't, skip some of the main set so that you can do a cool down. Same thing with the warm up. The warm up and cool down are two very important pieces of the workout. So you're gradually building up during the warm up and gradually building down during the cool down. Your body will thank you later, I guarantee it. When we first start training for triathlons, our workouts are gonna be very, very simple. So the warm up is gonna be 10 to 15 minutes of easy effort, gradually building to 75 with some technique. The main set's gonna be 45 to 60 minutes of steady effort around zone 2, 70 to 75%. The cool down's gonna be 5 to 10 minutes of effort gradually slowing down so that your body feels like it almost did when you first started the workout. So recovered and ready to move on to the next part of the day. Now obviously some workouts are gonna take longer to recover from. Now I wanna emphasize that the key takeaway of this video is each workout is going to be very similar in that you're going to have a warm up, you're going to have a main set, and then you're going to have a cool down. And yes, I know that we all want to do that main set as best we can, and you should, but please do not neglect the warm up and the cool down. So remember, if you're compressed for time or you're rushed and you want to just skip the warm up and the cool down, please don't do that. Keep the warm up and the cool down in there. You can shorten down a bit, but I'd rather see you shorten the main set and keep the warm up and the cool down, because it's a way to keep your body healthy and injury free. In future videos, we're going to talk about all the different types of workouts you can do and when to use them. Your task for this week is to write down your three favorite workouts for swimming, biking, and running, and ensure that you have a proper warm up and cool down in each workout. All right, this is Coach Dawe. Thank you very much, and I'll see you in the next video.